This is Robert Schwartz-Trauber from TotalFitnessPhotography.com, and I'm speaking today with Dr. Lisa Renee Reynolds. Dr. Reynolds has a private practice specializing in couples treatment and marriage counseling. She holds both master's and PhD degrees in marital and family therapy. She also works with parents and children going through family changes. Dr. Reynolds teaches at several Connecticut colleges and universities, where she is an adjunct instructor in the psychology department. Thank you for talking with me today, Dr. Reynolds.
Oh, I'm happy to.
Oh, great. Tell me a little bit about yourself and your background with helping folks out.
Well, I got interested in sort of the divorce work after doing a lot of marital counseling and finding that a lot of those couples ended up in the divorce place and that the families were struggling. So I became involved with teaching parenting classes for divorcing parents, writing some literature, being on an oversight committee for the state of Connecticut regarding the program and what we teach and what the content is, and became very interested in that, and that's sort of how it started. So I work a lot with marital unions, either marriages or same-sex couples, and also, you know, the children and the family systems that change after the process of divorce occurs in a family.
Uh-huh. And you've also written several books that help folks deal with divorce, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
The current release is called Parenting Through Divorce, Helping Kids Thrive During and After the Split. And this is a revised edition of a book I wrote a few years ago on parenting through divorce. And the idea is really good, tangible examples of how families can navigate the process of divorce and leave their children as largely unscathed as possible. There is an impact on every member of the family that goes through divorce. However, there are lots of things that parents can do that either make it better or they can completely butcher the process.
Yeah.
And so it was really important to put real-life examples. A lot of the books that are out there in the literature include such, you know, so much about the legal system and the process, and I really wanted to focus on solely the kids, what to do when they ask you this, how they feel when this occurs, and give really good solutions for how to do it or ways to speak to kids about it. So the book is entirely about, you know, the questions that children have developmentally, how they experience divorce, and what the potential, you know, fallout from divorce is at each developmental stage.
Yeah. I bet kids are a really big factor in a lot of divorces, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. And they tend to be the biggest victims. Adults generally go on to be in other relationships, to have good relationships with their children, work. They're pretty resilient. And we found over the years that the children are the ones that are often hurt most by divorce and carry these sort of issues into their own adult relationships. And so that's why in the last decade or so, you've seen a real increase in the amount of mandated classes for parents going through divorce. They moan and complain, why do I have to do this? But the idea is really in the best interest of the kids.
Okay. I know they had parenting classes for, like, pregnant women and couples before the birth, and I didn't realize that they also had them now for couples that are splitting up, too.
Yes, it's mandated in many, many, many states. Connecticut is one of the states where it's mandated, and we have a very high completion rate. It's offered in three different languages, and it is a six-hour course, and just deals with all the child's perspective of their experience of it and how to help support them. And a lot of parents, it's correlated to a lot of positive stuff when they take this class. They come in really reluctant, but afterwards, the vast majority, when we do feedback measures, report having learned a great deal and feel supported and are, you know, have some ideas of things they need to work on and do better for their kids.
And where can people find your book?
It's available at any bookstore online, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, the actual site, the bookstores, anywhere.
Oh, okay. Well, it sounds like a great resource for people that are contemplating or in the process or need to get some help along the way, or even, you know, just as a precursor, if they're thinking about it, maybe they'll change their mind.
So. Right. Or what we wish is that people would read the book at the very first before they even file, so that they understand what the children are going to go through and that they can work through. Even as a therapist, I love when couples come in and they say, we really don't think it's working. And marriage counseling isn't always to save the marriage. There's a certain point where if one person or both are ready to end the relationship, you can do so in a more supported, better way, understanding what the effect on the kids will be and how to navigate that. So the earlier that you read it, the earlier that you get some help or take the parenting class, that's always better. It just kind of arms you with information and some ideas. No parent is ever prepared for the child that comes in and says, you know, so does this mean that I'm never going to see daddy anymore, or does this mean that you're going to meet someone else and have a new family? Or it's it's not like those are the easy answers. You have to kind of think about it. And so having this knowledge ahead of time really helps parents to roll with those sorts of questions.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like pretty important work that you did there. Divorce is a really big disruption in people's lives, and so you're pretty well qualified as an expert in helping people cope with some pretty big challenges.
Yeah, it's definitely number two on the list of most stressful circumstances for a person to go through. The only thing potentially worse would be the death of a spouse or a very close loved one. So it does change the anatomy of everything in your life, being single again after a long time. And single parenting is one of the hardest things, and step-family relationships that you can do.
It's interesting. I should say I came in contact with you because I requested stories from anyone who'd used photography to help deal with divorce, kind of a different aspect of the whole thing. And then you'd written that you'd had experience that with people in your practice. Can you give me some specific examples of how that went?
Yes, that request sort of stood out to me because I had had several people in the last year report to me that their love of photography, either if they had had it as a hobby before or as something new, was something that was very helpful for them. I had a woman who went through a very difficult divorce, and one of the only things that really gave her happiness was being able to go out, take pictures. She did so with nature at first and beautiful things that would kind of make her remember that there is life after divorce. But then what she started to notice is that as she took pictures at holidays and of her family, she noticed this expression of happiness on a lot of people's faces that she recognized that she hadn't had in a while.
Yeah.
And that was very powerful for her because she hadn't really seen the dark place that she had gone and how depressed she had become and how she appeared to other people. So it became sort of her way of looking at pictures as a way to gauge how happy she was or how happy people were. And it gave her something to work towards so that at some point she wanted to be able to be in a picture and be smiling where other people would look and say that she was genuinely happy. And that was really neat. I had some other people that picked up photography as a hobby, as something they'd been interested in but never had really the time to pursue. And after the divorce, when the children spent half time with the other parent, the parent did have some downtime, some free time to do what he or she wished. So in those two cases, it was a dad in one case and a mom in another. They took a couple classes, and one took a continuing ed class to figure out how to do digital work and did some beautiful photography, and that's been a hobby that's really been something that's helped them to move forward.
For men and women.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Great. Have you heard of other therapists who've seen that kind of thing go on too?
Yes, and I think some therapists are, with my training, one of the things that I do is when someone comes into a session, I utilize whatever strengths or interests that they have. So if someone is very spiritual, is very religious, I'll use those as coping skills or support. So one of the things that I ask people is, you know, what sorts of things do you enjoy? What makes you happy? What hobbies do you have? And if they ever mention, well, I really like, photography or painting or nature. And I think other therapists, too, are trained to look for things that people are interested in and have those be things that help people heal and mourn the loss of a relationship. So for the most part, if we can get a person to tell us that that's something that interests them, it's something that we absolutely support. And anything that a person does that gives them joy and happiness and fulfillment in their lives is something that helps them move past the pain of divorce. Say that, you know, definitely, even in the handful of times that I've heard of it in my own practice this past year, it's something I'm sure that's much more prevalent that someone uses that to remember what's really out there and what is beautiful in the world.
Yeah. So do you think that photography could help people going through difficulties other than divorce, too?
Absolutely. They have music therapy and they have art therapy. And part of art therapy can include photography, but largely doesn't because they use things that you can hold in your hand for artwork to be able to use your body into it. But I think that most certainly having the photography piece brought into the art therapy would be wonderful. And art and music therapy are used in any number of cases, from, you know, abuse, domestic violence, PTSD, pet therapy. So I certainly think that it would be relevant. Anything that somebody really enjoys and they can grow from, I think is just, you know, a really wonderful thing.
Yeah. I know in my own research, because I, you know, put out requests for similar kinds of information, not just from people from divorce, but for people that were going through some physical difficulties, maybe they'd had an injury or something like that, or just really I'm looking for all kinds of examples of people who've used photography to help them recover from some sort of stress in their life. And in my book, Photo Fitness Phenomenon, I wrote that in a survey of over 100 photographers, I found that 93 people out of 100 reported that photography made them feel good about themselves, that it boosted their self-esteem. 3 out of 4 people in the survey indicated that photography made them more active each week, which is, of course, is good for everyone. And all the survey participants said that photography stimulates their mind, and half stated specifically that it made them feel more focused, alive, and creative. So those were some of the findings I had. And some of the other things I found that were interesting were that 82% found the ability to sustain high levels of concentration while taking photos, which I think is great. And, you know, we get this world of, you know, these hyperactive and all the stimulus coming at us from all sides. We can't really think straight. And here, photography kind of concentrates us on one thing, which works out pretty good.
That's actually a great point, too. I think focusing is important. And even just the message that other people see from this form of art, when they were choosing the book covers for my last divorce book and this divorce book, there was a lot of back and forth from a simple cover. First cover, people said, well, there was the camp of people that interpreted it in such a way. And it was really, the first book just had a blank frame, mm-hmm. and it was called Still a Family. It was just blank, a wood frame with nothing in it. And some people said, well, it's empty, it's lost, but that's how it feels after a divorce. And other people interpreted it as, but I think it's too empty. I think you need to have something in that picture, something to replace what used to be the family. And there was a lot of discussion, and with the second book as well, very plain and simple, and had a bright purple cover and a ring, a shining golden ring on it.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of discussion about what people interpreted from that simple cover as well. So I think even interpreting the artistic component and what it means and what you feel from the photography can be a really neat secondary thing that happens for people, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of aspects that go into the whole thing, isn't there? The other thing I found interesting, and I think this, from a divorce standpoint, really stood out in my mind, was that 8 out of 10 people in the survey reported that their involvement in photography had increased their contact with other people. And I think after a divorce, you know, you kind of retreat into your own world, I think, sometimes. Is that right?
Yes. I think it also, it is very isolating, and a lot of times people do retreat, and they find that it's very hard to meet people, especially when you're later in life. You know, if you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, you know, you're not doing the bar scene anymore, you're not in class, you're busy with your kids and working, and there isn't a lot of time to meet other people. So this would be a wonderful thing, especially for people I've worked with who have taken classes and met other people or done groups. There's a church group that does a sharing photography. There's a senior center that has people try to do photography and share their findings, and they kind of put it together in like a montage.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that you're right, not just the aspect of taking the pictures, but also being able to be involved in trainings or groups or, you know, showing your work. A lot of times locally they'll have places where they'll show local, you know, photography, and that's a really neat place to meet and greet and meet people. And for lots of divorcing parents, that's important to remember that you are someone in the social aspect and the idea that maybe you'll meet somebody, a new partner at some point, and that's always fostered by, you know, social events. So I would agree.
Yeah, and you can get to get out. You have, you know, similar interests with other people, and you can share your work. And I know now there's also a lot of meetup groups online that, you know, they'll all get together. You got, you know, 20 or 30 people all going together in a group in a safe way to go out in the community and explore and take photos. And then they usually get together afterwards to share photos with the group, and they post them online, and it's kind of a whole community aspect of it.
Yes. Well, I like that community aspect, too, because then other people can share in the beauty and be able to share ideas. And that's, you know, always a wonderful thing. To share ideas and thoughts and learn from others is great.
Yeah. Now, one of the biggest surprises I found in my survey was that the quality of the photos taken did not influence the results of the survey. That even though half the people found others showed little or no interest in their photos, they still reported feeling all of photography's positive benefits. And I thought that was really cool, because I know when you mention photography, people think, oh, you know, my work isn't any good. And I think it's nice that it doesn't matter.
Yep, absolutely. And I think being able to, you know, accept and know that, you know, it's so personal, that there's a critique that, you know, is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that you can accept that and be okay with it and feel like I am important. And you don't get that feedback, especially after a divorce. Oftentimes, if it's not an amicable divorce, the other family is not glowing, or the other partner is not glowing about your ability or, you know, your interest as a person or a parent. So it can be great to feel like I do have something to offer. Yeah. I am good at something, and this is neat.
Yeah, it can really build your own self-esteem back up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you the big question, Dr. Reynolds. From your expertise and experience, would you recommend that folks who might be struggling with some difficult times in their life try photography?
Yes. I think that it's something new. It's something exciting. It can capture emotions. It can be the start of social situations, finding something new. And I think that anybody, because it's an art form, it can be sort of applicable to any situation. And I think it would be a wonderful thing to delve into.
Oh, great. Well, based on my experience, I totally agree with you. It's nice to get professional opinion. I have mostly case accounts of people who have used it in different aspects, but I'd never really gotten, you know, kind of an expert opinion to see, you know, really, is this summer just a fluke that's happening? And I think you kind of reinforce it. No, it's actually real. It's going on out there all the time.
Mm-hmm. Excellent suggestion. Maybe I'll include it in my next book.
There you go. Well, it's been very lovely and a pleasure talking with you. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think maybe just one other thing about the photography that I found very helpful is that in helping children to heal through the process of divorce, having pictures, favorite, beloved pictures, a lot of times we recommend that it's not of the whole family together as they used to be, but having those pictures together with, you know, the child and one parent who isn't there during the child's parenting time with the other parent can be a great way for them to look through those pictures and remember and feel comfortable about things. That definitely helps to kids that are mourning or grieving the loss of the other parent. That's wonderful. And also, you know, pictures are something that sometimes people reminisce over negatively when they look at old wedding photos and feel very depressed and sad. And one of the ways to really do that is to take pictures and take a photography in your own now life instead of reminiscing over the past, being able to take pictures and say, this is my new life. This is all the neat stuff that we're doing, and this is our family now. I have one client who just, this is the first year that she sent out Christmas cards with her and her two daughters. And, you know, she said love and put her name in the two girls, and it was all their beautiful post-divorce new memories that they were making.
Oh, that's great.
It was very freeing for her. Instead of being embarrassed the first year of whether or not she should send a card, including Dad.
Uh-huh.
So that's a neat way to, I think, incorporate that, too.
Oh, yeah. That kind of gets past that awkwardness, and you just get it out there. And do you find some of it could become like a new family thing where the kids get involved, too, because now with digital photography and people got their phones on, you know, cameras on their phones and everything that...
Yes, and being able to post to Facebook and post on their web pages, and absolutely, I think it's definitely a family affair. And I think children, you know, I know that my three daughters are way better photographers than I am, for sure. They take over the camera, and they know how to do all the different settings and things, and they capture things that I perhaps wouldn't because I'm the one that's orchestrating everything. So, yeah, I think it's a great analogy.
So we may see a whole new generation of photography come about because
of the
silly iPhones. unintended consequence. That's great.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you very much for sharing your time and expertise with us today, Dr. Reynolds.
Great.
I'm
glad to help.
All right. Great. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
All right. Bye-bye.
Have a good holiday. Bye-bye.
You too. You've been listening to an exclusive interview from Robert Schwarztrauber and TotalFitnessPhotography.com. With Dr. Lisa Renee Reynolds, author of the new book, Parenting Through Divorce. As Dr. Reynolds stated, even if you're going through one of the most difficult challenges in your life, divorce, photography can help before, during, and after. Whatever problem you might be facing, physical or emotional, I recommend you look to photography as your path to a better life. And there's no better book on the subject than the one that can change your life in a flash, Photo Fitness Phenomenon. Look to Amazon.com for Dr. Reynolds' book, Parenting Through Divorce, and my own life-changing book, Photo Fitness Phenomenon. Thank you for listening.